This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, and this is our weekly look at the environmental challenges and successes we are dealing with in Washtenaw County. One of the biggest issues in 2018 is going to continue to be one of the biggest issues of 2019. I'm talking about PFAS contamination. The forever chemicals have forced the state to issue a do not eat fish advisory through the Huron River. And more recently, testing in the Ann Arbor drinking water supply turned up traces of PFAS chemicals as well. Now, the city has been very proactive in dealing with that. And here to update on where we stand and where we have to go is Brian Steglitz. Brian is the manager of the Water Treatment Services Unit for the city of Ann Arbor. And thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, we talked late last year and kind of got an inkling as to where the city is. But for those who missed that conversation, let's go back. When was PFAS chemicals first detected in the water supply in Ann Arbor?
They were first detected in 2014 as part of some regulatory sampling that we needed to do for the Environmental Protection Agency.
And beyond 2014, when did action start to occur to address those issues?
Well, we didn't really learn a whole lot about it for several years. So it wasn't really until 2016 and really into 2017 when the health impacts associated with these chemicals became more prominent. The media began covering this. At that point, the city decided to look at what alternatives it could do to address the PFAS that we had found in our drinking water.
And I want to make very clear, you have clearly stated in the past and continue to do so that the drinking water in Ann Arbor is safe.
That's correct.
So what testing level are we at right now, and how does that compare to what is not safe levels?
So we're testing our water, first of all, twice a month. So we've increased the frequency because, you know, we've been getting some inquiries, particularly about the water PFAS levels in the Huron River and the recent increase that we had seen associated with some monthly sampling data. So we've increased the frequency so we have more data to look at, and so people can actually go online to the city's website, and we post all of the results as they come in so people can get real, almost, you know, relatively recent information about what the levels are. But back to your question about what the health advisory currently, as identified by both the EPA and the CDC, is 70 parts per trillion of the combined levels of PFOS and PFOA. And the city's drinking water has typically been below 20 and even below 10 probably 90% of the time. But we're sort of floating around in the single digits to 15 parts per trillion of those two combined PFAS chemicals.
So well below what is considered safe levels.
Correct.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU when we're talking PFAS contamination and remediation with Ann Arbor's Manager of Water Treatment Services, Brian Steglitz. Now, when last we talked, you were in the process of adding some new filtering systems to the water treatment plant that would further reduce the amount of chemicals that are getting through and into people's faucets. Where are we on that now?
We're about a third of the way done with that work. We're changing the media in our filters. We've changed a third of them, and we're planning to do the remaining two-thirds of the filters over the coming months in the beginning of 2019.
And these are granular activated carbon filters, or GACs as they're called, right?
That's correct.
And why is that a better system than what had been in place before?
Well, we actually did use GAC before as well, but there are different properties of different types of GAC. And there are some that are more suitable for removing these PFAS chemicals. So back in 2017, we piloted a different material within a different effective size and some different sort of chemical characteristics, and we found it to be effective. So what we're doing is sequentially going through all of our filters and replacing it with this new type of GAC that's more effective at removing PFAS.
Now, as I understand it, we do not yet have the ability to test for all potential PFAS and PFOS contaminant chemicals. However, of the ones that we can test, will this new filtering system take us to non-detect levels?
The new filtering system can potentially take us to non-detect levels for some of the PFAS chemicals.
Good.
But not all of them. And that's something that, you know, we're beginning to to study, continuing to study and learn about. And that's one of the challenges that the industry faces, is because we don't really know a lot about what technologies are effective at removing all of these chemicals. So we're participating in some research to help sort of advance the knowledge in the water industry about what technologies are effective, so other folks around the country can learn and benefit from the work that we're doing here.
It's kind of hard to plan for an unknown future, isn't it?
It is.
Well, with that in mind, during the December budget retreat for City Council, the city called for spending $80 to $90 million on plant and infrastructure upgrades for the water treatment system. So how do you design a system for what you do not know is coming?
That's a good question. I mean, we look at the regulatory environment, and EPA is usually pretty good about identifying what emerging contaminants are out there. That's how sort of this came up in 2014. They identify chemicals or microbiological contaminants that they want utilities to study, and we sample and test for these things while they're looking at what the health impacts with the potential that they may be regulated in the future. So we're looking out many years on what EPA has identified. And you know, we're following the research. We monitor what's happening in the industry. There's a lot of folks. University of Michigan is really active on the microbiological contaminant area. So we just sort of stay in touch with what's going on. And we make the best decision we can with the data that we have. But you're right, it's a little bit of a moving target, and that's one of the challenges that we face, is planning for these kinds of large projects.
Our conversation with Brian Steglitz continues. This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. So in 2019, these potential upgrades to the water treatment systems, that goes into the design phase. So as we talk about planning for unknowns and accommodating, as we look at the potential of an adapting PFAS contamination, do we also look at 1,4-dioxane and what we might do should that reach the water supply?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we want to make sure that we're well-positioned to address any of the contaminants that we know we might face in our community, and clearly that's one. We've been fortunate not to have ever detected 1,4-dioxane in the water that comes into our water treatment plant. But if we're going to be making a significant investment at the plant, we want to make sure that we're well-positioned if we do need to address that in the future, that we'll be able to. So as part of the planning for that project, we would be looking at what we would need to do in order to address treatment if we needed to do it in the future. But we wouldn't be building it until we determined that it was necessary.
And with any proactive plan, usually there is something in the background called a backup plan. Is there a backup plan should none of these processes work?
Well, I think that's a difficult question to answer. I mean, we're always planning for what we think what we might eventually see. Mm-hmm. And I would say, yeah, we have backup plans. But I think the technology out there there are technologies out there to address, you know, all of these things that we're facing. So it's just the question of, you know, implementing them, testing them, and figuring out what the right thing to do for the right situation.
And then there's that little issue of money.
And there's that. Very clearly a big issue.
Well, as we headed towards the end of last year and into a holiday break, while most of us were already emotionally checked out, you were fully ingrained, there was a conference sponsored by the Huron River Watershed Council, an informational session about PFAS in the Huron River and its tributaries. The MDEQ was there, the city of Wixom, where the contamination apparently emanates from, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, of course, the city of Ann Arbor and its water treatment division, Washtenaw County Health Department. What came from that gathering that we can use usefully in 2019?
Well, clearly there were so many people who attended. So, I mean, there's really an interest in this topic. So that sort of says one thing, is that people are really interested in, one, protecting the environment, and also about, you know, what they're consuming and putting to their bodies. So I think it raised sort of the level of focus, and hopefully you know, the focus at both the state level and at the local level. The other thing I think we learned is that if we can do as much as we can to remove these contaminants from getting into our environment, that's sort of the best situation and scenario. So working in partnership with the Huron River Watershed Council and also the state and other local communities to talk about, you know, this topic about protecting the environment, because, you know, there is always going to be someone downstream who's using the you know, whether it's the water or the ground surface water or groundwater for some other purpose. And it's a lot easier to deal with it as a prevention versus having to try to take these things out at the parts per trillion level, you know, at the end of the pipe. Well, so I think there's a lot of focus going on from the state standpoint, and I think that's really positive.
Well, there's a lot on your plate in 2019 and the years ahead, isn't there?
There is.
Well, I appreciate that you're there and taking on this work, and we will stay in touch and continue to update everybody as we make progress towards a better future.
Well, thank you.
That is Brian Steglitz, manager of the Water Treatment Services Unit for the City of Ann Arbor. Issues of the Environment, it's produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and we bring it to you every Wednesday. To access the Issues of the Environment archive, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.